That's great.
So we used to, of course, we did. We called it that just for fun, you know. And let's see, we had old stools and hassocks and beds.
Did you call the what else might now the couch that?
Well, now lots of people call it the sofas and davenports. Uh-huh. I mean, but I've never called it anything but a couch.
Uh-huh. No matter how it's.
That's right. I've always called it a couch.
And in the bedroom, the furniture, the piece that you put clothes in, another couple in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, now there's the dresser, and then there's the chest of drawers.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, the chest of drawers is a taller piece of furniture. The dresser is, it's sort of a dressing table height, but higher, you know.
Which one would have a mirror?
The dresser.
Okay. And then all of these tables and chairs and things we've been talking about, they are all different pieces of
furniture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then did you ever have a, now the room you sleep in, was there ever one that had a kind of a little alcove off and had a bed off and like a little alcove?
No.
Seen one of those?
Mm-hmm.
And then the things you pull down over the windows.
The shades?
Yeah. And the place where you hang your clothes.
Closet.
Now, what would you call a movable one?
Well, there is a French word, armoire, if I'm pronouncing this correctly. And then I believe that some people call them shift robes.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, there is another word, isn't there? Well, we never did have one,
yeah.
So I've just seen them,
sure.
You know.
Well, the word I'm thinking about is wardrobe.
Oh, wardrobe, of course,
yeah.
A good old common word.
Now, did you ever use the word wardrobe, or did any of your family ever use the word wardrobe for a regular closet?
No,
that's built in?
Not my family.
Okay. And then the place up above the second floor.
Attic is what I always call it.
And then the... what was what was your kitchen like in the house you grew up in?
When I was a small child, we had a big old coal stove in it. And my delight was to have Mother clean the soot.
Uh-huh.
And that was her very hateful, most hateful job, but I loved it, you know. And we had just a little granite, enamel type table, four little chairs, and, just the usual, and
yeah.
A kitchen cabinet, and the cabinet wasn't built in, you know, just sat there.
Now, was that what was the kitchen cabinet used for?
My mother cooked on it, you know. It had one of those enamel metal shelves on it, and it had doors up and down, and it had a place for flour and sugar and all those things.
Where'd she keep the dishes?
In a it wasn't a china cabinet, it was just a plain old kitchen cabinet, you know, but it had glass doors. It was like today's built-in cabinet, except it wasn't built in, it was just sitting there.
Would she call it anything?
She called it just the kitchen cabinet.
Would that be similar to what they sometimes call a safe?
No, this was much larger than the safe. Now I know what you're talking about. The old safe is, they were usually made out of tin and wood, and they had perforations in that had been made into the designs to get let air circulate, and usually they only had two doors, and people put older things in there that wouldn't spoil, but the one to keep the flies off.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of them right now floating around. They're getting rather scarce, but I've got friends that have them. They're collector's items now.
Now, where did your mother keep her flour and things like that?
In the kitchen. In the old, now, as I said, kitchen cabinet,